I'm Anthony Marnell at 7:45. The humanitarian organization Save the Children has issued its second annual End of Childhood Report, and the news is not good in New Mexico. Ross Brown reports.
For many kids in New Mexico, childhood is ending too soon. According to a new report from the humanitarian group Save the Children, New Mexico ranks 47th out of 50 states in its annual End of Childhood Report. That means kids are experiencing a lot of life-changing events that signal the disruption of normal childhood. Spokesman Shane Garver says the index shows the state climbed only one spot from last year, primarily because it's at or near the bottom for states with food insecurity, excessive high school dropout rate, and high rates of teen pregnancy.
We know at Save the Children that 1.2 billion children are at risk for an early end to their childhood because of things like poverty, conflict, discrimination against girls, etc.
Save the Children says no country is on track to meet the 17 Sustainable Development Goals focused on ending poverty by 2030. The U.S. didn't rank in the top 10 or top 25, but rather placed 36 between Belarus and Russia. States doing even worse than New Mexico in the End of Childhood Report include Arizona, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Garver says the urban child poverty rate is about 28%, with the report showing that many more children are growing up in impoverished rural areas.
We found that New Mexico rural children have the fifth highest rate of childhood poverty in the nation at 34%, or one in three children growing up poor in rural New Mexican communities.
Garver says New Mexico's worst performing indicator is education because 29% of children failed to graduate from high school on time. He adds that only one in three, or 29% of the state's kids, push themselves past 12th grade.
And this is particularly troubling because we know that kids in rural America are less likely, even if they do graduate high school, to go on to college.
Child hunger also is a major problem in New Mexico, where nearly 125,000 children grew up hungry in food insecure households in 2015, for an overall rate of 25%. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The Mexican-based company Elektra wants to compete with giants like Amazon by opening a new online store focused on immigrant consumers in the U.S. Here's Fronteras reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
Elektra is one of the biggest retailers in Mexico, and their incursion in the money transfer business made them the largest recipient of U.S. remittances. Juan Carlos Garcia is the director of global commerce for Elektra.
Right now, they send an average of $300, $350 per remittance, but they don't have the control of how their families spend their money.
The company wants those expats sending cash to be able to send goods as well, and so they created their new online store. For Garcia, their advantages against other online retailers are free shipping, thousands of stores used as pickup points, and a large catalog even with bulky products like refrigerators. Garcia says many American brands will benefit by increasing sales and expanding to Mexico. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.
The lowrider culture is more than a custom car hobby. It's a way of life for proud owners of elaborate lowrider vehicles. Emily Guerra has more.
Lowriders got their start in Southern California in the early part of post-World War II. By the early 70s, they made their way to New Mexico and are now throughout the U.S. as well as Japan and Korea. Two local car clubs, the Imperials and Good Times Car Club, will participate at the Doña Ana Arts Council Dale Gas, Give It Gas concert and car show on June 22nd. Member of the Las Cruces Imperials, Eddie Rodriguez, has proudly entered his vehicle in several car shows.
Cars are judged from anything you can imagine. How clean the engine is, how detailed the engine is, how detailed the bottom of the car is, how clean the interior is. Is there any worn spots? Is there any buttons missing, so to speak? If the dashboard is from a 60s model, what is the chrome like? What are the gauges like? Are they clean? Are they worn? Are they faded? So that's what we judge cars on, is every single detail. And many of these cars, more often than not, the cars are left in better shape than what they came out brand new, straight out of the factory.
Another participant of the Dale Gas car show is Good Times Car Club member Jesse Paredes. He says low riding is part of his everyday life.
It's been part of my history, family, It was a tradition every Sunday, and I've always been truly in love with it. My first build was in 1991 with a 63 Chevrolet Impala, and from there forward, it's been an addiction.
The Imperials in Good Times Car Clubs will exhibit 15 lowrider vehicles and bikes at the Lowrider Celebration, Dale Gas Concert and Car Show on Friday evening, June 22nd from 5:30 to 10:30, an event for the entire family with food, music, and dance with the NMSU Dance Sport Team and Jarabe Mexicano Cumbia Band at the Arts and Cultural Center, 1740 Calle de Mercado in Mesilla. For tickets and more information, visit the Doña Ana Arts Council Facebook page and website, daarts.org. You can listen to the entire interview with Eddie Rodriguez and Jesse Paredes on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook and KRWG.org. To listen, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.